97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and UNC School of Media and Journalism present Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus, dedicated to in-depth examination of issues of overriding importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the Carolina campus, here's your host, UNC Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, the rollout of the ACC network. Our guest, Ken Cleary, in charge of emerging media for the athletics department, and one could say in charge of the rollout of the ACC network. So, Ken, August 22, 2019, eagerly anticipating that, or do you wake up in a cold sweat worried about everything that has to take place between now and then?
Yes. Yeah.
Both.
All of the above. Yeah, we're in the middle of a construction project, which as you in the media and journalism school know, is can be quite nerve-wracking in terms of deadlines and dates and how long it takes the approval process to get a building built. So that's a little bit nerve-wracking. We're in the middle of trying to procure all of our equipment that we'll need to produce all the content that we have to. So some of that's fun because it's some of it's like shopping a little bit. But then some of it's also trying to get everything you need under a certain budget number. So that's a little bit nerve wracking. But it's also really exciting in that it gives us an opportunity to do lots of different things that we've wanted to do over the course of the last 10 to 15 years. And it's our one opportunity to design it all the way we want it to make it all work. So it's a little bit of everything.
There's something that we like to say here in the Micho School, and it's we're building this ship while we're sailing it. Yeah. And that's kind of what you guys are doing, because it's not like you're doing nothing and then all of a sudden you're going to do the ACC network. So what are you building it while you're sailing it?
Oh, absolutely. We started producing content for ESPN back in 2012. So we were Carolina, Clemson, and Florida State were the first three schools in the spring of that year that were producing broadcasts for ESPN. So using their all of their graphics packages, everything to the fan, it looked exactly like it would if for an ESPN bringing a truck out there. These were all on their ESPN3 digital platforms. ESPN then took what they learned from that, from the school productions in terms of all of the connectivity from campus back to Bristol or Charlotte, wherever they're ingesting it, all of those things, and actually built the SEC network off of that model. And so we were sort of almost the trailblazers in that regard of how it all worked. A lot of other ACC schools came on throughout that process. And then when the right situation came up that the ACC could then develop its own network, we were right there in it. So we've been producing the type of content that we'll need to do really since 2012, but now just the degree, the complications of those productions get a lot higher. The volume of productions get a lot greater. So those are really the changes. There's not a starting from point zero kind of thing. We know what we're getting into a little bit, but it's really just how much more complicated it's going to get over the course of, you know, starting in August of 2019 and beyond.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is the rollout of the linear network.
Correct.
For, you know, average folks, what's the difference between the digital network and the linear network?
In basic terms, the digital is what you would get on a screen you're holding in your hand or on your desktop, that you're getting it over, you're streaming it to a device, your phone, your tablet, your computer, or you're over the top, your Roku or Apple TV or those kinds of things would all be the digital applications of it. The linear network is the cable channel. So starting in August, hopefully, if all of the negotiations work out correctly for people in this area, if you have Spectrum or Fios TV or any of those kinds of things, you'll have a channel that you'll go to the same way that you would the Food Network or ESPNU or any other channel. So there'll be a 24/7 channel dedicated to ACC sports starting August 22nd.
Yeah, so there are all kinds of delivery methods, satellite, mm-hmm. you know, cable, et cetera, et cetera. I was in a meeting a year or so ago involving athletics officials here, and one of the officials from the ACC said distribution is priority 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Absolutely.
So how are we doing with distribution working out?
Obviously that is something, you know, of among the many reasons why the conference partnered with ESPN is because ESPN is an expert, and Disney in general, ESPN being a division of Disney, are really good at getting that done. The SEC Network was the most successful cable television launch in history. So there's a lot of faith put in those people to be able to help us launch the network. They have announced a couple of cable partnerships with Altice, which is the former Cablevision
Northeast
in New York City.
Primarily.
Or in New York, the New York metropolitan area, and with Verizon. So those are done. They're negotiating with, I know, all of the other big cable partners and DirecTV, AT&T, Spectrum. All those negotiations are ongoing. Some of them are tied to Disney's master agreements with those cable providers. They're not trying to just ad hoc add a channel. They're trying to talk to those cable systems in totality about all of the Disney package and this being part of it. So some of those are tied not necessarily to specifically the launch of this network, but Disney's relationship in general with that that provider, cable or otherwise.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. Our topic today, the rollout of the ACC network. And we're talking with Ken Cleary. So, Ken, in addition to distribution, you have to have inventory.
Sure.
It's not one of these things like if you build it, they will come. You have to have something that they want to come to. So what sort of inventory will there be?
The ACC network will really be focused on live events. There will be some a good amount of studio programming, shoulder programming for those live events, but the focus really is going to be the live broadcasts of content. So the ACC, I don't know this off the top of my head, but my guess is that the ACC sponsors as many or more sports than any other conference in the country. Now, the Pac-12 may have a few more, but generally there's lots of ACC sports. The ACC schools are really good at them, not just, you know, men's basketball is sort of the one that everyone points to. But if you look at baseball, men's soccer, I mean, the women's soccer national championship was two ACC schools. And that's not the first time that's happened. There are plenty of very, very good and talented athletes and programs in the ACC. So they're really focused. The network will be very, very focused on bringing as many of those live events to you, to the consumer as possible. Then they'll have the other studio programming and other scripted programming that they'll build around it. But the focus really to this point has been, how do we get as many of these live events out to people as possible?
So I might be a nerd, and when it comes to Carolina athletics, and I'm not your typical user, but maybe there are others out there who, with the lack of being able to see, say, the ITA Indoor National Championships between Georgia and Carolina, watching the screen to see numbers change, right, as you're following just the no video at all. So what's the expectation that Carolina fans and ACC fans in general are going to flock to the ACC network?
Sure. Well, one an important part of that is that, like, this is sports that the ACC has broadcast rights control over. So, for instance, NCAA championships or the ITA indoors are rights that are controlled by a third party. The NCAA controls all of their rights. Now, ESPN contracts with the NCAA to carry some of those championships.
Well, I do that during the regular season, too. It's like, okay, so-and-so just had a winner, on court two, and I'm looking at numbers change.
Sure. Yeah. During the regular season, our goal in Go Heels Productions is to carry as many broadcasts, live event broadcasts as we can, to produce to some degree. Some of that may be one camera with a score bug. More of it, hopefully more of it, is multi-camera, you know, four cameras with a full graphics package and two announcers, all of that. But we produce about 150 to 160 live events every year that originate on campus.
You do that now?
We do that now, yeah. When you mentioned there are some sports that are a lot more difficult just because of either the format or the location. Golf, tennis, for instance, for us, presents a couple problems where the tennis center is, and then just the nature of tennis, everyone's competing at the same time. So you really have to do, for it to go out on an ACC network platform, they really want a produced broadcast where you're focused on one court and it's hosted, versus, you know, the nature of college tennis is everyone wants to watch the match that they want to watch and select a court. So we do still produce those are still streamed currently. But that's through GoHeels.com, not on the ACC platforms. But generally, everything else we're producing to some degree. Now, one or two will slip through the cracks where we just have, you know, for instance, the weekend starting February 15th, we'll produce 11 different broadcasts within a 48-hour period. So sometimes there's just something happens with a rain delay and you just don't have the equipment or the personnel to be able to get to wherever that schedule changed to. There is a challenge, but generally we try to produce absolutely everything. Now, there are some other schools in the ACC that may not have that don't have that same philosophy, that they may focus on their, you know, whatever the primary sport is that weekend, and that's the one they're going to cover great and not cover something else.
So how's quantity going to change? Are you doing everything now and it just goes to the linear channel, or do you do more?
The production levels will change. So for us, we won't produce a significant more number of events, if that makes sense. We're around 150 to 160. There really aren't that many more that we could add. It's just going from a lot of the we started off in the first year where we did, I think, maybe 12 or 14 what we consider full digital productions, which are four camera. We'll move that. That will be 80 by 2019-20. In addition, the schools will actually produce the linear content for the network. So instead of the network rolling in, instead of ESPN sending a truck to cover women's basketball, which they will for the Virginia game, for women's basketball. Instead of that happening starting next year, that'll be Carolina producing that for ESPN. So we'll provide replay operators, camera operators, everything other than the producer director and the two announcers. So that's where it changes for us, is not necessarily in the number of events, but just in turn the complexity of the events gets significantly higher.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking to Ken Cleary about the rollout of the ACC network. So if the complexity of the offering changes, then the manpower is going to have to change. All right. So what are you talking about? A threefold increase in manpower?
Probably not in terms of full-time headcount. There are some positions that we've added, including some alumni of the Media and Journalism School, which is great. I'm one as well.
Yeah, keep that going.
The nature of what that group of people will change a little bit. We'll have a number of freelancers. When we're producing linear productions, it's serious TV. So we need people who are experienced in doing in performing those roles and those tasks. But we want to get more students involved. It helps us because there's a group of people, there's a universe of people that we can tap into. But B, these are where the jobs in college athletics and in television are really coming from. Between the SEC network, the Big Ten network, the ACC network, the Pac-12 network, there's just so much more content being produced. And if students want to get involved in live production, in live event production like this, this has become the where ESPN is populating their next set of people, the next people that will be in the TV trucks that are producing the College World Series or the Final Four or NFL Monday Night, you know, any of the ESPN content that's being produced. All of those people are coming now from schools like Carolina, where they're learning how to run replay and learning how to shade cameras and learning how to be on air and all of those things. So, you know, we want to be on the forefront of that. It's a matter of we want to make it a matter of pride for us that we can, you know, that those people are Carolina people, and the world may not know who is producing Monday Night Football, but we're going to know, and we want that to be a Carolina person.
All right. So, in addition to producing the games, mm-hmm. you produce a lot of stuff at the games. So, how does all that fit in with the boards and all that kind of stuff?
One of the biggest challenges that we've faced is because our group not only produces these 150 broadcasts for ACC Network, but we also produce all of the in-venue content for video boards. And
so what are you doing in your spare time?
Yeah. Sleep in the second half of June and the beginning of July. What we've really tried to do as we're building out our new Media Communications Center is figure out ways that we can share the assets that are coming in, that you're not producing two separate events for a women's basketball game, for instance. If you try to do them separately, you're talking about 8 to 10 camera operators and two directors and two technical directors and two producers. If we could share those assets through the equipment that we purchase, that you have your four best camera people and you have the right intercom system that during a timeout, during the game, the story and the show is pretty much the same. It's just the graphics that go with one versus the graphics that go with the other. So if you can share those assets as much as possible on the technical side, then you're not having to acquire footage twice. You're not having to do everything twice. You can do it all together. It's just during the timeout and you know, when the broadcast goes to a break, then another producer takes over and says, okay, we're now doing a fan cam and cameras. We need fans. And then the graphics switch to whatever that is. And the most complicated part of that is replay, because how you handle replay for a broadcast is entirely different than how you do it for the video board. Because the people in the arena are watching the game. They want to see exactly what just happened to make the official blow the whistle.
And yeah. How he screwed up that con.
Exactly. Yeah. Or maybe not. Yeah. So those are the challenges on the technical side is how do you do that in the back end to be as efficient as possible?
You've mentioned a couple of other networks. Mm-hmm. SEC Network is sort of seen as the standard bearer. Mm-hmm. Pac-12, not so much. And this is just what people write and say about mm-hmm. that. So how do you become more SEC-like and not suffer the problems that Pac-12 has suffered?
The real big, you know, from the school perspective, the business model that those two were formed in are entirely different. The Pac-12 schools actually own their network in its entirety. Whereas the SEC network and the ACC network are joint ventures between ESPN and those conferences. So in the back end, the Pac-12 owns whatever the value of that television network is, which is quite great. But on a day-to-day basis, they haven't been able to get the cable distribution that, as you mentioned earlier, distribution is priority 1, 2, 3, and 4. They haven't been able to get that distribution, whereas we've partnered with ESPN, who's an expert at that distribution. So it depends how you look at it right now. The model of the ACC and the SEC are the way you need to go because working in college athletics, you need the revenue immediately. 20 years down the road, you may look at the Pac-12 network and go, oh, well, people couldn't view that stuff, but now the network itself is worth a lot more money.
All right, 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. You going to live to see August 22?
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah. It's I've been here 18 years. So this is our one chance to get it right. So I'm really, really excited about our opportunity to do this. And it's just a great chance to tell the stories of Carolina athletics and our great sport programs and student athletes.
That does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest, Ken Cleary. Thanks also to engineer Gary Kirk, and as always, thanks to you for listening. Cheers!
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall at the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is the service of UNC School of Media and Journalism.